You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Arsenal taking on West Ham then. 2-5 for Arsenal in this one. 4-1 about the draw, and West Ham are in the betting at 7-1. The Hammers are dropping like a stone, Derek. They've lost their last four in succession, but the atmosphere surrounding Arsenal at the moment is, toxic would be a bit of an understatement. Fans fighting amongst themselves at the weekend. I don't know if you saw any of that. It's not a great time to be an Arsenal fan, but West Ham badly out of form.
Yeah, they are. They're easy to beat, West Ham, now, aren't they? Even when they're going ahead, they're still getting pegged back, and they're getting back pegged back by Hull, not one of the big teams. I suppose if you were an Arsenal fan and you were fearing the worst, they're not going to finish in the top four this season. There were glimmers of hope in that performance against City at the weekend. You know, they came back twice from behind. There was an element of fight there. But I just think this is the worst Arsenal team for a long, long time. The further away from winning the league than they've ever been under Arsene Wenger. And so why are his fans, his supporters, saying he should keep the job? I mean, that fact alone should mean he's gone at the end of the season. Whether he will be, I don't know. He's paying the price, isn't he, for not signing a decent centre-back?
Yes.
Which is ironic, since the reason he didn't sign a centre-back is that he wouldn't consider paying the price. I mean, he thinks Arsenal's money is his own, and on £8 million a year, most of it is. I don't know what to think about this game. You know, I can't. West Ham at 7-1. West Ham are a better team away from home, aren't they? I mean, you know, playing against the big teams at London Stadium does them no favours. 7-1 against an Arsenal side that aren't convincing anybody. You know what? I'm going to give West Ham another go. I'd rather be on them. And you know, if I back West Ham at 7-1 and they lose money, okay, fair dues. If I back Arsenal at 2-5 and I lose money, I'll be kicking myself for being such a fool to be taking those odds. As a layer, I'd much rather lay Arsenal at 2-5 than West Ham at 7-1.
Yeah, I know what you mean. West Ham then in the betting at 7-1. Do you think that there's a possibility, Derek, that if Arsenal don't qualify for the Champions League this season, it will improve their title chances next year, as we've seen with Chelsea this season? They've had no European football as a distraction, as a means to tire out the players. Do you think that the potential lies at the end of the tunnel if Arsenal don't make the top four? Is it could boost their title chances next year?
Well, if they don't make the top four, they'll almost certainly be in the Europa League. So probably no. They need to have no European engagements anyway. And generally, come around about February, Arsenal have no European engagements anyway. They're normally out by then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, the reason Chelsea have thrived is that they've had nothing in Europe, nothing. And Liverpool, a couple of seasons ago, when they finished second, you know, they were the same as well. So, yeah, I mean, being in the Champions League or being in the Europa League, in my eyes, you know, it's what's the lesser of two evils? I'm not sure there is one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.